All right, beginning again on September 19th in Great Falls, Montana. I'm at the home of James Gillespie. And Jim, could you go ahead and state your name for us?
Yes, my name is James Edward Gillespie. And I was born 1928 in Great Falls.
And you grew up here?
Yes, I grew up here. Finished high school in 1947.
Okay. And did you go on to college?
Yes, I attended a local college, College of Great Falls, for 2 years. And then after that, I spent my second 2 years in college in Missoula at the University of Montana. I took business and graduated in business administration with a Bachelor of Science degree.
And after college?
After college, the Korean War was on, and I had known I was going to be drafted because it was all deferred till after I graduated. So as soon as I graduated, I didn't have to worry about a job because I knew I was going to the Army, which I did in July of 52, I'm sorry.
Okay. And after your military career, what did you do?
Well, I returned to Great Falls for a few months, and with the full intent, when I got out of the Army, of moving to Seattle and seeking out my career, which I did in 1955. And
where did you work? What did you work at in Seattle?
I looked for a job, and probably in 3 weeks I finally did get a job with Lincoln Savings and Loan in downtown Seattle. And I worked there for about 4.5 years, going on 5. The first 3.5 to 4 years, I was single, but I met my future bride and was married in Seattle in 1958, June of 1958. And I was there for a year while I was married. In June of 1959, we moved back to Great Falls. My wife was about 8 months pregnant, and we were looking for a house in Bellevue, which was a small town at the time, and also where I would think that the future children we would have would want to go to school. And I thought it would be better to raise the kids in a smaller town than a large town like Seattle, having seen a lot of the tougher schools and whatnot. Some of the schools were very good, no doubt. So we returned in July of 1959.
To Seattle?
To Great Falls.
Oh, to Great Falls. Okay. You left the Seattle area. Right. All right. And what other jobs have you had?
Well, I come back and joined my father, who was having some medical problems, in his real estate and insurance office. And that was my main career the rest of my working life, which I retired from about 1996 or 7. So almost 40 years, 38 years, I was self-employed in the insurance and real estate industry.
And what age were you when you married?
I had just turned 30.
Is your spouse also of Irish ancestry?
No, she's not. She's probably mostly English and French, and I'm not sure what other. There might be some Irish way back, but we're not sure.
Okay. How many children do you have?
We have 3 children, 3 boys.
Okay.
Now, the first one was born about a month after we got back to Great Falls, which we knew was going to happen. And the 3 boys are close in age. Right now, the oldest one's 50, and 48 and 47.
And what are their names?
Starting with the oldest, William or Bill, Stephen or Steve, and Michael or Mike.
All right. And when did your ancestors leave Ireland?
My father came over, and I'm not sure of the year. He never talked much about his days in Ireland. Once in a while I heard him talk about towns in County Sligo, of course, I knew that, and the little town of Tubbercurry. And what was the question now?
When did they leave and where did they leave from?
Yeah, we're not sure of him. We can't find his records. Whether he came, I assumed he came through Ellis Island, but we could never find the records for it, and my wife has kind of researched it and looked and couldn't find it. Some of his relatives came through Canada, and I kind of think maybe that's where he came through, the east coast of Canada, because he did come to Minneapolis from Ireland. He had an aunt lived there, and he came to live with her.
And what was her name?
Her name was, can't think of the first name, Mrs. Mullen. He always called her aunt, so I never recall her name.
And how about your mother? Did she also come from Ireland?
She was born in Great Falls, both her parents came from Ireland.
Okay.
Her father, Roger Curry, and her mother was Minnie McKenna.
And do you know what part of Ireland her family came from?
The grandmother came from County Tyrone in Northern Ireland. She was Catholic, and she was from a small village called Six Mile Cross.
Mm-hmm.
She came over with her brother, Jim McKenna, and stayed near the Neihard and Monarch area with an uncle, Frank Rafferty. Her mother's maiden name was Rafferty, so that line is through her.
Okay. And what does your Irish ancestry mean to you?
Well, I've grown up in Great Falls around many other friends that were Irish, and we always, as from kids on up to adulthood, we were around during St. Patrick's Day, and my dad was quite Irish, but he never talked. I suppose he came from poor surroundings. They lived out in the country, and he didn't talk much about his days in Ireland.
Do you know how your dad came to Montana? What brought him to Montana?
Oh, yes. His first job in Minneapolis, he told me, was delivering Western Union telegrams on a bicycle. And so I don't know the exact year or time, but he got a job on the railroad, and he was a fireman on an engine where they shovel the coal into the fire to make the steam to make the engine go. And he had, I don't think in those days they got much past eighth grade. He never discussed it with me. But he did, he told me he got a manual, studied for taking the test to be an engineer, and he passed it and he became an engineer. So the work on the railroad took him out to in the Butte area, Helena area, and he seemed to be stationed around Clancy, which is just south towards Butte from Helena, just 5-10 miles. And he always talked about being around Clancy, but I know he ran a train from Butte through to Great Falls and whatnot. And then he located in Great Falls because he had a sister here, Margaret Hannon. Was her married name.
Okay. And once he came to Great Falls, did he stay here permanently then?
Yes.
After marrying your mother?
Mm-hmm. He met his my mother while he was in Great Falls and stayed here. He worked for a Minneapolis law firm for a short time, just making contacts for clients and whatnot. He wasn't practicing the field of law, but he was worked something for him. And he became a partner in a real estate and insurance office with two other fellows named Con Robinson and a fellow named Sherlock. That was his last name, and I can't even tell you what his first name was.
All right.
But they both kind of dropped out, and he stayed on and had his business in the office, pretty much the same office till I got involved in about 1996 or 97. Oh, I'm sorry. That's when he died.
That's when you retired.
That's when I retired, right.
Okay. And you got into the business with him about?
About 1959 when I came back from Seattle.
All right. Do you know how he met your mother?
No, but I think it was, they used to go out to dances at a small country town south of Great Falls called Eden, which isn't even a town anymore, but they used to go to dances with a lot of Irish, and he was in the Hibernians, and somewhere, I never knew exactly where they met, but it seemed like he liked to dance, and once he met my mother, Marie, that was it.
All right. And do you have any stories about your parents from your their young life together, or any traditions, things that you remember as being part of their ancestry?
My mother's parents were both alive when I was a young child. Her father, Roger Curry, was a fireman in Great Falls. He came from County Mayo, I believe. I was a little, not too up on the Curry end of that, but we were around family quite a bit. And she had there was five girls and one boy in her family, and they mostly married, well, a couple of them married Irish fellas, and they always had parties at Christmas time, and we got together a lot. My father was not much of a club member. He joined the Hibernians, but I don't think he was too active. We kind of grew up in a normal time during the Depression in Great Falls through the 30s, and I did, and I can't think of any particular things other than he used to see, his time on the railroad didn't last too long because he was in a pretty bad train wreck where there was a head-on collision, and that was before I was born, so he was in the real estate business after that. That's how he got out of the train business. But we grew up with a lot of Irish people we knew around, the Egans and the Bolands and whatnot, and others. Always knew, we're kind of proud of our Irish heritage, we always were. We're Catholic, and my father didn't attend church much, but he was a Catholic. He was raised a Catholic. Mary and Amy.
You have any practices or traditions in your home with your parents and siblings because of their Irish heritage? Did they bring any of the things that they grew up with to share with their children?
You know, not really. My dad seemed to, other than once in a while, he'd get off talking about some old friend in Ireland, and he mentioned a couple little towns. There's a town called Knock, and there's a town called Tubbercurry, and he he talked very little about it. And I'm really sorry today that I didn't pursue questioning him more on his childhood. I tried to think of what area was like where he grew up, and he never talked about it much. I don't know whether he wasn't proud of it or he just, it was a poor raising, and they had a large family. I think there was 10 in his, Amy knows better than I do on some of this, maybe 12 kids in his family. His mother died when he was young, and his father remarried, but he just kind of grew up, and because of a small house, it seemed like they had to get out and leave and make room for the next kids coming up. So I think he was about, I'm guessing, but 14 or 15 years old when he came over from Ireland to live with an aunt. And it just seemed like he got away from Ireland, and he always was proud of his being Irish, but he wasn't real active in organizations. He joined, but he wasn't real active.
Do you think your parents focused more on just being Americans?
Yes, yeah. He got his citizenship. He was always very proud that he was an American citizen, and he just became American all the way. He wasn't typically old Irish. You wouldn't know it so much. He had a little inflection in his voice that you'd catch that Irish, but not heavy brogue or anything like that. He really turned American, and he was a businessman who really didn't have that lengthy, and I'm not even sure the extent of his education, but he knew right from wrong, and he was in business a long time and never in court, never had problems. He avoided problems. He was an upstanding type citizen.
What was your childhood home like in Great Falls?
When I was a young child, like in first grade, well, I was in kindergarten, we lived in 35th Street in a rented house.
Are you the oldest child, James, in
your
family?
I had a sister that was a year and a half older than me.
Okay.
Her name was Betty. But we moved when I was in first grade, down to a three-story house that had about five or six apartments in it, and he owned that house. And he never talked to me much about how he got it. He just owned it. He bought it. But I think it might have been, he might have got a small settlement out of that wreck that he had in the Great Northern. And it couldn't have been very much, and housing was very cheap then. And a lot of people had lived in an apartment with several other apartments in a house just to kind of make ends meet through the Depression days. And he always seemed to do good enough in the real estate, even through the Depression, because, and we lived in a, going back to the house, we lived on the main floor, and there was about five or six other small units, some two bedrooms, some one bedroom in that house. But we lived fairly cramped. We weren't, it wasn't a great big apartment, a living room and a two bedrooms.
How many children in your family?
Three. There was an older sister and a younger sister by about 5 years who was Down syndrome. So that was hard on my mother through the years taking care of her and so on. She was very loyal to her, loved her very much.
Were they always able to keep her in the home?
Well, as she grew up, she had her going to private tutors in the neighborhood. There was a neighborhood lady, Mrs. Green, that taught and helped try to train kids. They didn't have the formal. But as she got older, they did say it was best for her to go to a school in Boulder, Montana, between Helena and Butte. And it was a school for children that were Down syndrome and whatnot. So she spent several years there, and then they closed that. and I can't think of the year, but it would have been like in the 70s. And tried to get them back into the mainstreaming where they had group homes here in Great Falls. And she blasted in that. She attained the age of 60, and then she died suddenly one night in her sleep. So it was a sudden thing, but she grew up to more or a lot higher age than most. It seemed like 60 was old for a Down syndrome girl.
Okay. When you were growing up, were you a member of a church or a religious group with your family?
Well, my mother trained us to go to be a, you know, Catholic. We were baptized and made our first communion at St. Anne's Cathedral in Great Falls, which is about three blocks from where I lived. And she saw to it that my sister and I went to Mass in the morning, and Sunday mornings. My father didn't really attend church, but he was always shocked if somebody left the church to go somewhere else. He thought that was terrible. So,
what feast days or holidays were especially important in your family that you remember? How did you celebrate those?
Well, I'd say mostly Christmas. We'd end up, when I was from small child up to high school, we'd go to my grandmother's house, my mother's mother, Minnie Curry, and have Christmas dinner, and then her sisters with their husbands, the sons-in-law of Minnie Curry, and us, we'd all be there, and we'd always have a present opening, and the adult men would always have a few beers or whatever, so it was a big party type thing on Christmas Eve.
Did you sing or play any particular games? Or?
No, we'd sing and open presents, and somebody'd play the piano, they'd play music, and they'd dance in the kitchen.
American dancing, or they do any Irish dancing?
No, American.
Okay.
No. We weren't really traditional Irish, like the ones that, well, like I say, my mother was born in America, and my father, I hate to say it, but, well, I shouldn't say that. He liked to play cards. He always played in downtown taverns. He'd play sometimes poker, but pinochle and penguin, they called it, and he just loved cards, and he played a lot. So a lot of times it was my mother and my two sisters that were going to these family functions, and my father wasn't too much going to them. He did his own thing.
Okay. Let's see. Did you notice in your community of Irish family and friends, did you notice that there were shared physical traits? Did the people look alike, or being from a lot of different places, did you see a lot of differences? You obviously, by your message, sound like you belonged. You felt a sense of belonging in your community.
Yeah. We had some relations on my mother's side who were quite close. They were Bill and Nellie Casey. And they were very Irish. They both came from Ireland. And they practiced the Irish in the stronger Catholics than us, and we associated a lot with them. They weren't full first cousins, they were about second cousins. The children were about our ages, Dolores, Bill, and PJ, Casey, Patrick. So we grew up three blocks apart and associated with them quite a bit, but mostly our own immediate family, my mother's sisters and their husbands. There was a Kelly in there, and there was a, most of them weren't Irish, I guess.
Did you ever notice discussion or concern about the motherland, Ireland, from Irish families in Great Falls? Were they ever concerned about the troubles or any of the things that went on?
I didn't hear much other than they talked about, I always heard, you know, Ireland, everybody was poor, but they sang and they danced and they were fond of their heritage, but they came over here and they didn't talk a lot about the actual what was going on when they were growing up in Ireland. Like I've said about my own father, they just seemed to grow up and come over here.
Do you remember any food traditions in your family that were particularly Irish? Your grandmother or your mother's?
Yeah, my mother would make stew sometimes. I always liked it, and she did it and made a good job on it. I can't think of any particular Irish cuisine or food that we normally would have.
So you don't have any recipes that have been handed down to you?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Okay. And how about family heirlooms and keepsakes? Do you have some special items from your mother's family? Probably it doesn't sound like your dad brought a lot
No,
with him.
He didn't. He just left and came over here and was close to his relatives. He had other relatives and cousins in Minneapolis. I can't think of anything. My grandmother was quite Irish. She's the one that came over with the, as a McKenna and got married over here. But I can't think of any Irish possessions that she would that would stand out.
Okay. Was McKenna her married name, or do you know her maiden name, your grandmother?
That was her married name. Her married name was Curry.
Okay.
Her maiden name was McKenna.
Okay, great. All right. Now, Jim, do you personally partake in any traditions or rituals of Irish origin as an adult?
I really don't. I joined the Knights of Columbus when I was still in college, my senior year over in Missoula, myself and a couple other fellows that were Irish and American Irish. And you know, I never got back active in it. I went on to the Army at that point, and then I went out to Seattle, and I never got started back with them. And oh, I was approached a couple of times, but I thought I didn't really want to get involved, so I didn't.
Okay.
I wasn't much of a club man.
How about music? Was music a big part of your life? Did anyone in your family play instruments?
My mother played the piano, but not, you know, just kind of family-wise, just for her own entertainment more than anything. No, we didn't, we weren't really musical.
All right. And in your personal life, what are the most striking changes in your lifetime that have made a strong impression on you?
I can't think of any event that's changed my life other than getting married, which is typical of anybody, and starting a family. I worked all my life, and
You did your service time prior to your marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
2 years in the Army.
And if you could write an Irish history of Montana for your family, what would you like to include in it?
Well, my father had several sisters here. I can't think of anything I would write if I wanted to write a story about my family. He came over, he had several sisters here and one in Helena, and he was fond of his family. He wanted to keep contact with them. through the years when they lived in different towns, and we grew up here, and like I say, I went to Seattle, but returned, so there was no major event, changing, life-changing event from start to finish. I just got up, worked, and retired. Okay. Sounds kind of dull.
No, not really.
But I can't think of anything. I guess I've had a life that's not, I didn't reach great wealth, but I always made a living, and I always, I did fine, and put up some money for retirement, and I'm fine. I don't think I had any major problems in my life, like a major medical or disaster. There was no divorce, no major incidents that stand out.
Well, you're participating in the gathering because you're obviously proud of your Irish heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Have you passed that tradition on down to your boys also?
They're all a little different. They're half Irish because Amy is not Irish. And I think that they got a little taste of the Irish just from some of the uncles that I had, which were, well, I shouldn't say that. They married my mother's sisters, and they always stayed to their Irish, you know, pride. They had pride in being an Irish. But we didn't, we weren't like some of the traditional Irish that did belong to the knights and were active in the Irish doings that went on.
Did you ever meet any of your father's immediate family?
You know, we took a trip to Ireland in 2001. In fact, we were over there when the 9/11 event happened. But we met one of Amy's cousin and her husband over there, and we toured the went through county, the Tubbercurry town of County Sligo, and that time, but we were with this other couple, and on that, right after that day, everything was closed. I didn't find any Irish connections. But we went again in 2006 when they were having my wife got connected with some Irish relatives through the internet and genealogy and tracing down connections. So we went over in 2006 to Tubbercurry to a Gillespie reunion, and there was about 75, and it was probably the best trip I ever had. And they had 3 days of events and went out to the old homestead where my father was raised, which was a rock stone house that was broken down in shambles now, but at least I could see where he grew up. And I was impressed because it was on a beautiful piece of ground on a side of a, what they call mountains there, but they'd be large hills here. But they didn't have crops. They had mostly cattle or sheep. And
did you see your father in those people, the other Gillespies that
you
met?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of other Gillespies that I'd see resemblance. Absolutely. I did meet my father's mother died, and the father remarried, and then I guess she died, and he remarried a third time. Anyhow, the last child he had quite a few. He had like 13 with Mary, his mother, my father's mother, had about 12 or 13, no, 11 or 12 kids. But his father, John, which he never talked about, and it's, I think he wasn't a happy person growing up. I'm assuming that. But John had a wife later after Martin long gone. And they had a daughter named a tractor, which is an unusual name. And I never even heard of her, and I don't think my father did either. But before 2006, when I went over, one of my my nieces, my sister's girl, went over there and found out that there was an attractor that was a half-sister of my father, Martin. And she had a daughter, I can't think of her name, but anyhow, we met the daughter, which would be a half-first cousin of mine. But I could see some resemblance in her from the Gillespie side.
Did you notice any change in the way your father used his name in America as it was used in Ireland, or is it the very same spelling? And
His name was spelled now the same as it was then.
And what was his Gillespie. Full name?
Martin J. or Joseph Gillespie. And there's a lot of Gillespies over in Ireland and in Scotland too. Some people say, well, you might have come from Scotland. And Scotland say, well, they came from Ireland. Who knows?
Right, right. And have those been your only two trips to Ireland?
Yes.
Okay. Enjoyed that. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to our interview?
Well, I can't. I should have thought up something, but we had a...
Anything on your notes there that you wrote down that we haven't already touched upon?
Well, let me see. Just that both my grandparents were Irish, and my mother's parents, and my dad, I never knew any of his, you know, his mother died, and his father, I never met him either, my grandfather. Pretty much what I've talked about.
All right, well, that's wonderful.
Can't think of anything outstanding.
Okay, well, it's been my great pleasure to be able to talk to you,
Jim,
and get your interview.
I wish I had more information for you, but...
Well, it's your information that we're interested in.
A very decent life. My father was... I very much loved my father, Martin, and like I say, a lot of times he wasn't at events because he liked to go play cards. That was his
recreation.
Way of life.
Yeah.
But he was his own self-employed, successful businessman, and had a good reputation, was always proud that he was honest and never had to do any.
And as were you, a successful businessman in this community, following in your father's footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just great. All right, well, we'll sign off for now, and I thank Jim very much for being part of the gathering.
Well, I wish I had better memory to go more information for you, but at my age, I'm finding a little forgetful in there.